from stpetecatalyst.com.
Joining me on Impact Catalyst is the education director at Sweetwater Organic Farms, Cindy Casterlin. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for letting us be here today.
So let's start by making us all hungry. Tell us about the wonderful things that you grow on the farm.
Awesome. Well, that's one thing we can all agree on. Everybody likes food. So we are an organic farm, close now to almost 30 years. So we have the most amazing, living, just incredible soil to grow the food in. And that is really the basis for healthy food. If you have a very healthy soil environment, then you have resilient, nutrient-dense produce that you're creating. So we grow organic fruits and vegetables, and we offer them in a number of ways, but mostly through our Sunday farmers market, which is going to be opening up here this coming Sunday. So a lot of different leafy greens, root vegetables, a lot of, at this time of year, your squashes. And we also have additional vendors that offer other different types of food products as well.
And so obviously growing and selling food and distributing food is your core activity, but Sweetwater does a lot of different things in the community. You've branched into philanthropic support. You have yoga classes. Can you talk about how the business and the whole enterprise has grown over the years?
Yes, thank you. So we are continuing the legacy that started with Rick Martinez. And so, as I said, we've been an organic farm for quite some time, since the early 90s. And about 3 years ago, that was going to change. The farm was going to be sold and go out on the open market. And the community was so used to the farmers market being there and all the classes and events, and they really didn't want that to change. So community members stepped up and said, we need to do something about this. We want this to remain a farm. And so it went under new management about 3 years ago. And we are now a 501c3. It's a nonprofit, so it's no longer owned by an individual. And we're in a unique position because we are right in the middle of a busy urban center. So we are a farm in the neighborhood where people come to buy the food. They're buying it right on the farm. And it's accessible. So it's accessible to people by car or by bus or by bicycle. And it's very unique in that way. They can come and actually see the fields that the food is being grown in. In addition to that, we are an education center. So we have busloads of children who come to our farm on a weekly basis through the school year and also through the summer. And they're getting about a 2.5-hour tour. We're teaching them about good land stewardship. They're learning about where their food comes from. They're standing in the field with seedlings in their hands, planting. They're kind of getting it. They're seeing the connection between what they're learning in school, but they're here on the farm, looking around, getting a chance to experience it firsthand. Some of them come back with their families then to the Sunday market, and we hear them talking very excited about their parents and showing them what they had learned. So in addition to the field trips that we offer the school, we also have adult education classes and workshops. Some of them are on sustainable living skills. Some of them are on, if you want to start your own organic gardening, where do I even begin? It can be very intimidating for someone that has never gardened before. I had somebody just last week say, I have a yard full of sand. Could I actually grow something there? And I'm like, yes, you can. And you can come and volunteer with us, and we can help you start learning how to go about that, where to begin. We also have holistic and health workshops. We have yoga classes every Sunday from 10:30 to 11:30, and just a broad spectrum of classes, how to make your own soda, how to make your own wine, fermented foods, worm farming. I mean, it's just where to get all of that information is really on our website, and that would break it all down for you.
That's wonderful. And as the enterprise has grown and gotten more complex, more offerings, you've just started participating in Fast Pitch through the Community Foundation, through Social Venture Partners of Tampa Bay, which is supported by the Community Foundation of Tampa Bay. Can you talk a little bit about how you got involved with Fast Pitch and how it's going so far?
Well, every year they're running a contest And so you get to attend these classes. They're teaching us better how to present our marketing and how to best present our mission to the public. And then at the end, you put all of these skill sets that you're learning through the classes, and you compete against other organizations, and they have some cash prizes. The classes have really been very beneficial in just, we kind of know what we're doing, but how to explain it in such a way that that information is then dispersed throughout the community.
Right. And I would assume that it's a regular occurrence that you, when people connect the dots, in that they are so disconnected from where their food comes from, you know, they see these boxes or things sitting on the shelf. But to know that and to know the difference in travel time and soil quality, that if you can get the people there, that aha moment happens. And the goal is to get, you know, with the marketing efforts to get that awareness out as widely as possible.
Yes. And also we have, as you know, in our community, we have people who are food vulnerable. So in addition to just, we have all the vendors that have the different foods and arts and crafts and other things in our own market as well. But we also have a program called Double Your Bucks, which works with the SNAP benefit program, which some people know of as food stamps. And so for the individuals who come to the farmer's market and buy from the local vendors there, they can spend their benefit dollars, but get double the purchasing amount. So for instance, if you were an individual who had SNAP and you came and spent $40 of SNAP benefit on Sunday, you would get $80 worth of produce, vegetables, meat, milk, eggs, cheese, whatever SNAP authorizes. And so that's a significant amount of food that they can get, doubling their dollars. Now, with the recent occurrence with Hurricane Ian, they've even taken the cap off entirely. There used to be a cap of up to $40 and we could match to 80, but right now it's unlimited until the end of November.
That's amazing. And can you talk a little bit about, you know, kind of misconceptions or misunderstandings or lack of understanding of why soil quality matters, why travel time matters? You know, what are sort of the key points when people come to learn from you that you try to make sure they leave with?
All right. So some of the nutrients that are within food, travel time can impact because they can degrade over time. And so the longer something is traveling, the longer it's sitting on the shelf, the quality of that nutrient may not be as viable for the body anymore. It was there, it is there, but it's maybe not in the same amount or as usable anymore. In addition to that, the quality of the soil that it's grown in, nature designed soil to work a certain way to grow plants. And you have all kinds of microbes and living organisms and insects and fungus, bacteria. They all play a role in breaking down nutrients and transferring resources so that it's in a form that the plant can uptake. So it's not just enough to have the nutrients sprayed on the soil or dumped into the soil. They have to be broken down in that format for the plants to uptake it. So the healthier the soil, the format that the plants need, they're more resilient, they're resistant to disease. So as for organic farmers like ourselves, we don't use the chemicals and the pesticides, and which also degrade the soil and make it a more hostile environment for all those living organisms. So the healthier the soil, the more nutritious and healthier the plant, the healthier it is for us and the environment. It's a win-win.
That makes a lot of sense. So what's on the horizon for the farm, the business, the organization, what's sort of the emerging aspects that are working well, and what are you looking forward to growing into the next year or so?
Okay. So we have a number of things on the horizon. Our CSA memberships are growing. So we have about a 30% increase over last year. CSA memberships are consumer supported agriculture. That is, individuals in the community, they buy a share of the harvest. They pay upfront at the beginning of the season. And then every week from November to May, they get a share of the harvest for that week. This is really important for a farmer because it's a shared risk. They trust us that we will indeed have the skill sets to bring that harvest in. But also, if we had been one of those farms negatively impacted, like with Ian, recently and lost a crop, that loss would have been shared out through that entire membership group, not just the farmer itself. So that's hugely beneficial to us. They love it because they're getting fresh vegetables every Sunday, much of it harvested that morning. You can't get much fresher than that. In addition, we also have a campground that we are working on and going through that whole process with the city right now and the county. And that would be open to groups and scouting groups and people visiting to Tampa. So part of it would be camping. Part of it might be also some tiny home type structures as well, which creates another kind of passive income for the farm, takes some pressure off the fields. And we also have some wonderful events coming up this year. Some are coming back, like the Pesto Festo, and the Farm to Table event. We have live music that's there every Sunday from 12 to 3 at the Sunday Farmers Market. So these are local musicians coming in that are supporting the farm and play for the crowds. A lot of vendors are returning, and we have new vendors as well expected to be there this year. And just a whole slate of education workshops and holistic living skill workshops as well.
That's wonderful. That sounds fantastic. I saved the hardest hitting question for last. I don't want to stir up any controversy, but what is the best fruit or vegetable that Sweetwater produces?
I will tell you, one of the favorites on our farmers market, they love our salad mix because we're growing all these, you know, arugulas and basil and kale and just a lot of different greens that go into the mix. And that just flies off the market table. We have a lot of other things, but that one people come specifically to look for. They really, really enjoy that fresh, fresh greens.
This is very diplomatic. You got five different things in one there. So that's it. Wonderful. Cindy Castrillon, thanks so much for all the work that you do. It is so important to make our community healthy. And we'll look forward to hearing you pitch at Fast Pitch. Good luck there.
Thank you so much. I've really enjoyed being here today. Thank you.
From stpcatalyst.com.